Paul in Pennsylvania is on the line and needs some help heating and cooling. What can we do for you?
We had an add-on about 30 years ago in this house. It's actually my childhood home we bought, and it's but we are changing what used to be a mudroom into a laundry room and a bathroom. Okay. With all that plumbing that's going on in there, we're trying to find the best way to heat it. The house is on central with a furnace, gas furnace, but I'm unable to get the ducting out there. Okay. Is there another way that might be better than just like an electric baseboard heating?
So this is just for the laundry room, and it's like we're at like the end of the house or something where you don't have ducts that go that far? Like, why is it hard to get them out there? Just explain the layout to me.
Floor is actually technically about 10 inches lower than where the foundation is for the house. That's where it was poured about 30 years ago or so. And the only access point I have outside of the house with that is actually taken up with the drainage and the waste drainage, and then also the water.
Right. So you really need something that's independent system here, is what it sounds like. And how big is this laundry room space?
The whole area of bathroom and that is about 14 by 14.
I tell you what, I mean, even though we rarely recommend this, the least expensive way for you to add, which I think is going to just be supplemental heat, is electric. If you were to put electric baseboard in there on a thermostat, that was a timer thermostat, right? One where you could do a setback to it so that you only had that come on when you really needed it. You know, electric heat is the most expensive, but you're talking about a really small space. And anything else that you do there, like we could talk about a mini split ductless, for example, you know, that's going to be $2,000-$4,000 by the time you're done putting a compressor outside and a mini split ductless up on the ceiling, up on the wall. I mean, and it may not, you know, it may be overkill for that small space. So I think if I just had a 14 by 14 foot space there, you know, 150, 160 square feet, whatever that works out to be, I mean, that's probably perfect for an electric baseboard.
Okay, and I should probably not I shouldn't even have to really worry too much about water pipes bursting or anything. I mean, they're Plex, but
right. And you know what? The other thing that you could do is, what's the bathroom situation now? Do you have a tile floor down, or what kind of flooring do you have?
We actually don't have any flooring down right now. We just got the floor joist and ceiling joist is in. We're finishing up the plumbing currently.
Why don't you put electric radiant heat under the floor? Put it under the floor of the bathroom, the floor of the laundry room, if it's not done yet. And if you put it in right, you know, again, it'll be a very pleasant experience. And if it's on the right kind of thermostat, you know, you're not going to have to worry about those costs getting out of control. And boy, there's nothing better than having a warm floor when it's chilly.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Well, that gives me another option to go with. Thanks very much.
All right. You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.